Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. Oh, sorry, I got a little carried away there. I heard this song today, and I just couldn't help but including it on our show. Brings back a lot of memories. Some fun ones I can remember clearly, riding in the car with the kids and rolling down the windows and just singing this song as loudly as I could. When Rachel was younger, she'd get into it too and sing it with me and sing it loud and sing it proud and Hakuna Matata our way down the street. Then as she got older, her singing got quieter and she didn't sing it out loud quite as much. But you know what? I kept on singing it even as her singing got quieter. My singing kept going on and on, and I Hakuna Matata'd my way through life, and it got to the point where she'd start sinking down deeper and lower into her seat and looking at me like I was crazy, which maybe I was, and maybe I am, maybe I always will be, but she's not going to take that Hakuna Matata away from me. Sorry, Rachel. I think all parents have something they've done in their life, or they continue to do, or they think about doing, that they know embarrasses their kids. And they do it anyways, because it's fun, and because, hey, the kids will survive, and they'll love you anyways. Well, at least, hopefully, they will. I try not to embarrass my kids too much, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. The age Rachel and Jake are now 14 and 17, and I think that sounds right. You can just walk beside them when they pass a friend, and that's enough to embarrass the bejeebers out of them and push you away and wish they weren't there, and it's not hard to do. Let's see, what else do I do? Have I done? Do I think about doing that embarrasses the kids? Oh my goodness. Try calling them on their cell phones when their friends are around. Talk about embarrassing. How about looking at their Facebook or MySpace page? Oh my goodness, you'd think they'd have a heart attack. But it's not going to stop me. Sorry, guys. What stories do you have about things that you've done in your life that you knew were going to embarrass your kids or embarrass me if I'm your kid? Tell us about it here. Love to hear them. We can share some of them on our show. And Rachel, before the show moves on, this is for you. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Okay, so maybe I'm a little off-key, out of tune, out of whack, out of smack, who knows? But hey, I like to enjoy myself. Well, we have a special guest with us here tonight. Via speakerphone from Lansing, Michigan, we have Grandma M, otherwise known as Mom or Emily. And Mom, we were just talking about things that parents do that embarrass their kids, and sometimes they do them on purpose, even though they know it's going to embarrass the kids. Now, I want all the listeners to know that you would never do anything that would embarrass me. That's absolutely right. But I was curious if your parents did anything that embarrassed you when you were growing up that they did.
Well, you see, my parents were perfect along with me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't think they would ever do anything that would embarrass me. But I did have to work at a very young age, like 14, at the soda plant. And I was on the washing machine, and I was flirting with some guys that worked the bottling machine. And my mother came down and embarrassed me by saying, "You are San Quentin Quail with my daughter. Please don't flirt with her." And I bet your listeners don't even know what San Quentin Quail means.
Well, I was going to ask that myself. No.
So I think that's going to be your puzzle.
I have to find out for myself?
Yeah, actually, it may embarrass you to find out. So thank you for interviewing me tonight.
San Quentin Quail. Okay. Well, I seem to remember little stories like being pulled by the ear, maybe a broomstick handle coming down towards you with friends around. You mean things
like
my
mother, I would never do anything like that.
Oh, no, no, but I'm just saying your mother may have done some other things that were embarrassing.
Oh, you know, I was a perfect little girl, so I never did anything wrong, but I had a brother and sister that did things wrong. And my brother sometimes broke curfew, so my mother would wait at the end of the street with a broom, and when he would come around the corner in the car, she'd start hitting the car. It was only about four houses down. And then when she would go right along, and when he got out, he got hit with a broomstick, too. And if my sister came in late, she always used the front part of the broom, not the handle.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. She would catch her by the ear and then hit her with a broomstick. So she always sent her friends in first.
But I'm sure you never experienced that, huh?
No, you don't remember, see? I told you before, I never did anything wrong.
You were perfect.
But my sister sometimes, like one time, we didn't know that she had a learning disability. But what Mom knew was that she was very smart, so she always thought that my sister was just trying to get back at her by not getting good grades. So one time, Marge had a poor grade, and she climbed right up to the top of the bridge that was near us and wouldn't come down till my mother said she wouldn't have any punishment for a report card. I remember things like that.
Okay, and did it work?
You know, my sister was 12 years older, so I never heard the end of that story. I just remember going in the house and closing the door and saying, oh my gosh, that's what I remember.
Okay.
I know a lot of those kinds of things, but I really have to go right now. Oh, it's been so good. I'll talk with you again at a different time.
All right, bye. Thanks for saying hi. Have a good night. Well, I guess Grandma M was a little overwhelmed by being on Life of Ben. She couldn't quite handle the pressure of it. But, Mom, thanks for the chat. And when you catch your breath and your heart stops palpitating quite so fast, maybe we'll get you on here again. Thanks a lot, Mom. Well, now that I've taken a few minutes to catch my breath, let me think about what else is going on around here in Yellow Springs. Rachel and Jacob are spending this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, at an overnight at the Glen Helen with the School Forest Group. If you don't know, the School Forest Group takes care of pine trees and fir trees in the Glen and sell them at Christmas time. And this is the weekend when they stay overnight and have their big tree sale on the weekend. They stay there all night, Friday night, all night, Saturday night, and come home Sunday groggy and tired and smelling like campfire. It's a good time. They're looking forward to it. I don't think much sleep is had by anyone. And hopefully they'll have a good sale of trees. Being the good Jews they are, I'm sure they'll sell a lot of Christmas trees. You never know. I'm sure it'll be a great time. Rachel's one of the officers for the school force. Actually, they call them ossifers, for some unknown reason. So she has to head out this weekend and help buy all the supplies for the overnight. On a final note, I'd like to take a moment just to remember my Aunt Jenny, who passed away this last week. To Jonathan, Becky, and Gwen, who I don't think are listeners of this show, but if you are, you had a wonderful mother. We loved her. We'll miss her. To everyone out there, have a great evening. Cheer on the Spartans. They can take down North Carolina. And we'll catch you all on the weekend. Be good.